Some family businesses pass the torch between generations. At Clifton's Cafeteria,
we want to present this cafeteria tray as a baton of the legacy of Clifford Clinton going from one generation to the other.
That tray carries a long legacy. Clifton's is the last of a chain founded in the 1930s. During the Depression, it was both affordable and an escape. Outside, Clifton's blends into the surrounding jewelry district. Inside, it's a whimsical forest wonderland. Diners chow down on turkey dinners and jello by an indoor river. Life-size fake redwood trees and a wall-sized mural line the room. The kitsch doesn't seem like a natural fit for Clifton's new owner. Developer Andrew Myron is best known for creating trendier venues, like the Edison downtown. But the moment he walked into Clifton's, he fell in love.
The first thought was, I can't believe somebody did this. They actually went ahead and did it. I was absolutely in love with the fact that there are people out there, they spent their time, they found the artisans, and they're still doing it, and that it's still here and survived.
Myron has big plans for the cafeteria. He wants to add a lounge and bakery, and to keep it open 24/7. That all sounds good to the former owners, Donald Clinton and his son Robert. They're staying on as landlords.
We've seen his plans. We've listened to him. We're as excited as he is about it. And so when we do come here to the cafeteria, we will be as visitors.
But we'll also be eating.
Luis Hernandez will still be eating there, too. He's been a regular since 1956. But he's excited to see the changes.
When I met my first wife, this is where I brought her to eat. It's a special treat. This was a fantastic, elegant restaurant, and I wish that it would be restored to that level again. I love this place.
Clifton's will be hiring 100 new staff as part of a job training program with the Midnight Mission. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.